Josh.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Wiggle Room.
Oh my God. What a pleasure to be back here in the Wiggle Room with just you, Rob Cesternino. I'm so pumped to be here. Just you and me after all of this time. We got a lot to catch up on, just mano y mano.
Yes, just the two of us here in the Wiggle Room. So nice to have you here in the studio, yes. Josh Wiggler.
Yes, no, it's great to be here, just us, the two of us.
Excuse me?
Do I
not exist?
With no one.
But is that the ghost of Ghost Island?
No, with no one else here.
It's more than a ghost. It's the mayo jaw.
Oh, God.
Taking over.
The mayor of Koh Rong has snuck into the Wiggle Room. What is happening?
Surprise! Yes, okay.
Long time coming.
Just what everybody wanted. Nick Majorano on a podcast again. Great.
First of all, this was supposed to happen for 35.
Yes. I know, it was supposed to happen for 35, but we got caught up
You're
in the conversation.
Liar.
We got caught up in our conversation.
You want to tell him what happened?
Yeah, what happened is we got caught up in our conversation, and we forgot that you were on the line, and you left a voicemail, and that was that, and then we decided we wouldn't do guests anymore, and like now I'm already starting to feel like that was a good choice, and I wish you could go away now.
I don't think that's accurate.
You don't think it's accurate.
Okay, so we're here in the studio, Josh Wiggler and Nick Majorano back together here on the Wiggle Room talking about the top stories of episode number 6 of Survivor Ghost Island. And I guess we should catch up with Nick. How you been?
Great. I've been amazing. I just picked up Josh from the airport.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So I've already been hanging out with him for a while, unfortunately.
Now, Josh, is it true that you only mended your differences with Nick to get a ride from the airport?
Basically. That's essentially...
I feel used. I'm a free Lyft ride, basically. He's like, you want to come on the Wiggle Room?
Well, listen.
The mayo jar if you drive me up to Rob's.
Listen, I was going to say...
I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
I was going to say Uber XL. But if you want to go Lyft, that's fine.
Okay.
But I mean, basically, that's essentially what's... But it was a good drive, though.
I've been used.
We exchanged pleasantries.
It was somewhat
pleasant.
There
were no awkward silences.
No, of course not. We're good at having a conversation.
We were good. Yeah. Well, what's really happening with you, Nick? What's going on?
No, it's just the usual. Down in South Bay. Nothing's changed. I've been listening to the podcast, though.
Now, Nick,
what do you think? How are we doing so far this season?
I had heard through the grapevine that you were that you were upset with me now about something from a recent podcast.
Yeah, you're just throwing out my name with Corinne, trying to set me up when I'm not even giving you the go ahead yet. I'm sure she's a nice woman, but I didn't give you the go ahead.
Have you ever met Corinne before?
I had briefly. Why? Should I be set up with Corinne?
No, I'm curious. I just want to know more about your social circle in your life.
You're such a liar. But anyway, so Rob was, just trying to set me up, which I didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
So, and you were talking trash, though. You weren't saying,
I didn't think that you were upset with me about the part where she said, hey, about Nick Majorano? That I had said that she said, well, what does he do for a living? And I said that might be a non-starter for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was talking about my followers, how low the follower count is.
What's your follower count at?
I don't know, 7,000 or 8,000 on. Yeah, look at us. Yeah, Rob's giving this look.
I think that's nothing to bat your eyes at, but I think for Corinne.
For the best tweeter in the game, though.
You're a great tweeter. You don't really follow many people.
Your
ratios are good, though, because you've got, you follow, four people.
Right.
Who's the first Who's the first person Nick followed
why,
on Twitter
why
to bring
this?
Twitch into this?
Jeff Probst.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's easy.
I feel like you're up a couple of people since the last time. Yes.
Yeah.
The people Nick follows on Twitter now include Bo Burnham, John Bellion, Jason Doyle, Taco Trey Kirby, Josh Wiggler, and Stephen Colbert. So
wow!
Those are the top
oh my
seven.
God, I'm in great.
It's only to get you to follow me. That's the only reason I did that.
Do I follow you?
Yeah.
Also, Nick, one of the few pre-Survivor 35 survivors on Twitter not verified. Also,
you don't have the blue check mark.
Obviously not.
What do we do about this?
No, I don't want it because everybody else has it. I don't need it.
Yes. You want a red check mark?
No.
You want any, a blue square? Like a different kind of like physical symbol?
I don't think I'm going
to
get anything.
Well, I have to give Nick credit also, because I know he was double booked today that he chose to come here instead of being on the Scott Pollard podcast today. Also, so thank you. Thank you for that.
I have no comment. No comment.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nick Majorano.
What could go wrong if we touch
now
that?
Also, Josh Wiggler, this is a reunion of sorts that we missed you last week in the Wiggle Room, and Jessica Lees did a great job of filling in for you.
Really very brave of you to take the opportunity to make a cowardly bet about my hat and my abs.
Well,
Jessica
Lees and I had a draft over which survivors could potentially get picked off at the survivor swap, and we wanted to have some stakes in the game, and it started off that we would take a picture of the loser in a Wiggler's Wombat's hat.
Such
we said,
jerk.
Oh my God, how embarrassing to be photographed in a Wiggler's Wombat's hat. But then on top
shattering
of that,
my self-confidence one podcast at a time.
The bet actually became then to replace on social
your
media.
Avatar, yeah.
Yes. And so one week in, so James Lim, I took him in the fourth round of the Wiggler's Wombat hat draft. Yeah. And so I am in pole position, but Jessica Lees still has a few outs on the board that there are still three people that could get voted out this week that would force me to take the picture and have to change my social media profiles for 1 week wearing a Wiggler's Wombat's hat.
I can't wait until this season is over and we can just forget about the hat. Like this is torture.
It's not
going to
come back for 37.
Oh God, never again. This is too much. I can't. My fragile ego can't handle this. I wear this hat in public and I feel deeply shamed. This is very embarrassing stuff.
Now that being said, Josh. Okay, so I know a lot of people want to get your take on all the latest happenings from Survivor. What's going
this
on?
This is what we do here, Nick.
Yeah, all right.
Get in the spirit of it.
Yes. Okay. So we go down to three tribes. We lose James Lim this week. What was your reaction to this week's episode?
I was sad to see James go. He seems like a really good dude. I still think you brought this up at the Reno know-it-all, so I got a chance to listen to that. Is it results-oriented thinking to think that he made a mistake and the Malolo 4 made a mistake in knocking out Morgan when they could have knocked out Angela? And
which
then
I thought
Angela
was a fair
back.
Point to bring up, and I was like, no!
No, it's a fair point to bring up. I still think it was a good move. I think, and I didn't get a chance to interview James myself this week because of travels, but I read his interview with Gordon, and I think that he owned up pretty quickly to the big mistake that they made, was they should have thrown some challenges after the fact. Like, they had a secure lead over Dominic and Chris and those people, and they should have just thrown some challenges. And I think that that's correct. I think that the move that he made in the moment in time, I thought, still a good move.
Yeah.
Sad to see him go.
Well, Nick, I would love to hear from you a little bit about this, because that you guys had sort of like the inverse swap in Koh Rong, where you started in three tribes and then swapped to two. Now, what they did, which I think a lot of people might have expected to have happened, where Julia Sokolowski went off and got sort of exiled on her own, and in a season that didn't even have Exile Island, that felt like a, you know, interesting twist to the game. Here, we have a season called Ghost Island, yet Survivor did not send anybody to Ghost Island for the round with the swap. Were you surprised by that?
Surprised, but I just wish we got a little words from Jeff of why we weren't going there on the show. Just like explain it. Just let the audience know what's going on and what the reason is. But I think it's just because of the three tribes.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have
too
enough
much
real
business
estate.
To do
yeah.
in one episode. Yeah.
And you know, it's good to take a break. I just like the episode before, you know, people complain about there not being idols or advantages to switch things up. Like, I think you need these lulls so when you come on some blind sides, those blind sides feel a little bit better. And same thing with Ghost Island. We can take a break.
Gary needed a day off. Gary needed a week off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Papa Ghost Island needed a week off. Do you think that there's anything to the idea of what if, I know that I had thrown it out there, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw, like, the merge happen at Ghost Island, like, everybody ends up on Ghost Island. Could you have envisioned a scenario where we're breaking Malolo and Navidi down from two to three, and that third tribe lives on Ghost Island?
I just feel like it would defeat the purpose of it to have it. Like, I understand it, like,
really
having
know
a merge
what the
feast.
Purpose of it is.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a
versatile premise.
It's a great point. Is it fair to say that so far the highlight for Ghost Island has been first one out?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I don't want to overstep. I had a blast.
Yeah. I mean, you had a...
Why didn't you send me your audio for the cameo
First of all, you never asked. So, yeah, exactly. He's laughing. He's cracking up, right? All right. How am I not on that? I don't get a message.
I'm saving you for later.
Wait, can we? All right.
I have a better idea for you. Uh-huh. It's going to come out in the first one out 17. Yeah.
Just keep pushing it away. Keep pushing it down. I get it. It's cool.
It wasn't a natural fit. I thought it would be too distracting if you were in there.
You're right.
Because our tension, our chemistry would have been too much.
Right.
Too much for the world to handle.
But in all seriousness, I think Ghost Island needs a few tweaks moving forward.
What would you tweak?
I think we should take away the chance game. I think they missed an opportunity to do like Survivor trivia. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, like, when was this time?
There's nothing less interesting to watch than Survivor trivia.
No, but like a quick thing
an
advantage.
That's at least what I read in the comments section after every Survivor exit interview.
Oh, that's okay.
As a wombat, my heart breaks for the kangaroo.
Less crying?
No, a couple times, though, in the history of Survivor, they've done Survivor trivia. They did it in Survivor All-Stars. It was boring. They did it in...
It's a quick question. One question.
No, they did it... They don't care.
Or like a mini game.
And also, they did it in Survivor... In the first Survivor... Cook Islands 4, right, that we talked about in the evolution of strategy, that there was a Survivor... In Micronesia, they did the trivia contest. It doesn't play. So I agree. I would love to see some sort of a little game there at Ghost Island. But I understand also this was something that Josh talked about back in the Black and White Rock Challenge of that. You also want to keep that segment brief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then cut down on the crying then. We see it okay. every time.
What about this? What about spin the wheel? You spin the big wheel.
Okay.
And some of it are advantages. It's like, oh, effing stick. Like, but then also there's like you don't get to vote for, you know, the next three tribal councils. But
then I think the game spins out of control to use
literally.
I know, yeah. Like the point. I think like, you know, you want to kind of control the flow of what's coming into the game at what point. I agree that I think that the game of chance to me, it's my biggest issue with it is it's repetitive that it's the same. It's Agreed. Been the same challenge a couple of times. At least like if that was the first one when Jacob went and it's a matter of pick the right bamboo. Great. And then when the next game comes up, shouldn't it be something different? Like, who knows what it should be, but the games should have, they shouldn't all just be pick a bamboo. Otherwise, I think that loses some drama. And if you want Ghost Island to pack this really dramatic punch, I do think at the expense of maybe losing some real estate, just try to invent some challenges that are going to happen fast, but are going to be different from challenge to challenge to challenge.
Okay. All right. So, in terms of this week's episode, we got to see a lot from Chris Noble.
Yeah.
Nick, I would love to get your reaction to
What kind of softball is that?
What do you mean softball?
Are you saying that Chris Noble and I are alike?
Well, I mean...
What?
Well, he is a male model, so you guys are different in that regard.
Right. Debbie would have loved him.
Right.
For sure. I like Chris. I think he's funny.
You've rapped.
You've rapped
on this podcast.
Oh, I did.
Before.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
I wrote
a good rhyme.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like he's a little innocent.
You ever played baseball? Were you a baseball guy?
I can throw the rock with my boy, Chris Noble.
You toss the rock. Were you a pitcher?
Yeah, I was a pitcher.
Chris Noble and I
have a little bit alike. Yeah. But
you're like the West Coast Chris Noble.
No, but I feel like he's a little bit more innocent.
Yeah.
Like, I might be more in line with a Bradley than I am with a Chris Noble.
Yeah.
So, Chris Noble, I think he's entertaining. I think he's fun.
What are your thoughts on dirt and sand?
Yeah, I don't like complainers, so Bradley's a complainer.
So, you're somewhere...
Dirt and sand, I'm okay.
You're somewhere in that spectrum
in the middle.
Of Bradley, Clyde, and Chris Noble.
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like Chris Noble?
Yeah, he's spectacular.
Yeah. No, he's really come a long way. And he's had, I think, a little bit more sense of the game where I think we thought of him as more of a Drew Christie, but I think he's been better than Drew Christie, Josh.
Yeah. Well, that was
Reaser, right?
Yes. That doesn't require
Drew
much.
Drew Christie?
Yeah.
He's a badass. He got out Kelly Wentworth.
He's basically
second chance Kelly Wentworth.
Basically a badass. Chris Noble is borderline.
He technically did not get her out, but he did say that she
should. He knew she was good.
You know, Chris Noble, borderline actual badass with the tossing of the rock, like that was very legit.
But he's got good reads too. He figured out Dominic.
He's got pretty good reads. He figured out Dominic. I mean, the scenes where he's at the Yanuya camp and he is like inserting himself into every conversation, like, oh yeah, I did that too. Yeah, that was totally me. Very funny. Very funny. And like that's sort of like the Coach Zoolander stuff is that's where that starts to come out. But I think that that masks the game that he's playing as well, in terms of, as you said, I think he has decent reads on people. But we haven't seen the dude at Tribal Council yet, and that's going to be an event. Whenever that happens, that could be another thing that Nick and Chris Noble have in common.
Yeah, Chris Noble has not been to a Tribal Council yet, Nick.
He hasn't been tested.
Yeah. Gotta watch out for that first one.
That first Tribal Council stuff.
That's the toughest one.
The first one out. Yeah. I do have a tweet for you for that.
Here we go.
I'm going to do a live tweet.
Oh, a live tweet.
Oh, wait, so you're doing a tweet on the podcast. Oh,
well, because Wiggler commissioned me to do a first one out season. Mm-hmm. He saw my NBA. What was the guys want to play basketball? I don't know if you saw this whole Twitter conversation.
Who wants to play basketball?
Like Rodney, Jeremy, John Cody.
I must have been left out of this conversation.
Yeah. They want to do a Survivor basketball tournament?
Yeah, they want to do a basketball tournament, but not
where?
But not Rodney Bull. Rodney Ball.
Rodney Ball. Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's
Is that
accurate.
Copyright infringement for Dave Ball?
Oh,
too
close.
Allen Ball.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what they want to do. So then you commissioned me, since I made one of those.
Yes.
So now we're going to be on a season together of First One Out.
You and me.
You and I. Yeah, but you're like the honorary guy since you came up with it.
Right. So they're just like grandfathering
me into
it.
Wait, so what's happening right now?
I'm not entirely sure.
Nick is going to tweet at this moment.
Well, yeah, this second.
We're not
I did live. It last
we're not live.
Time.
So
we're not
people
live.
Get the tweet.
No, they'll see it later.
Okay.
See the tweet first.
Yes. Well, remember I did a dating one last time about people who ask for my last name when I go out on dates, and then we did a tweet then.
What do you say?
Anyway,
remind me.
Anyway,
what do you say your last name is?
Well, no, I don't want to say my last name on a date because then they look
and
me
they
up,
can look you
and,
up,
and then they think I'm like Chris.
You don't
Noble.
Want to be too accessible. You know,
right.
You want to maintain some level of privacy,
right,
in your life.
So here's the season we're going to be on together.
Okay, so
little Semhar action.
Nick
in there.
Is showing me a bracket. Is this a bracket or is this
no,
just the
this
cast?
This is a season that you had me make.
Oh my God!
You got Jacob on there, dear Franny.
Why is Billy Garcia on here?
He went to his first Tribal Council. He was voted out.
Oh, so you're really expanding the definition of first one out. Here, let me show Rob, because Rob is a better narrator.
So this is a... Nick had tweeted this to me before, but I could not make out this sort of like homeland type like bulletin board that he's put together. There is a...
Am I Mr. Robot? Like, I'm at
the center. You're with Semhar.
In the center,
you might be on an island with Semhar by yourself.
Josh, what do you say? Is this the Eye of Sauron? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, that looks like the Eye of Sauron.
Okay,
yeah.
And then
Lord
around
the
it are what? These are all people that were voted out at their first Tribal Council?
That's correct.
And then in the middle is Josh Wiggler and Semhar.
They're going to go to Ghost Island, I believe, together.
Why?
They're going to be on day zero. Well, I want him to have some slam poetry in his life.
Is Semhar going to be my next Wanda? Like, she's going to be the next muse for the Wiggle Room in the upcoming season of the Wiggle Room.
That could be good.
The Semhoff.
Get Semhar and Chris Noble together.
No, I would not. I think that's you're going to get the thing about slam poetry. I think that then you will be the subject of a slam. I think so.
It's already happened.
I love
damn
this
it.
Season. I'm
Edit
in.
This out. Edit this part out.
Like at some point, Wanda, she might slam you with like a parody of like Yankee Doodle Dandy. But I think that's the Semhar crackback.
I think that I do want to make slam poetry eligible for the Wanda.
Oh, it's eligible.
Like
it's
if you've
eligible.
Got a good if you've got we'll a good slam cut. Poetry, then I think.
Do you think we'll hear Chris Noble do a Wanda this season?
Oh my God! I mean,
how
we kind of already did, didn't we? Like a few episodes ago, the episode that I missed. We finally got some.
You discovered him.
Yeah,
and you had him first doing some freestyle.
I'm like the first manager in that thing you do before Tom Hanks shows up.
You discovered him
and starts to. What? You're not a fan of The Wonders?
No, Nick? I like it. I like that movie. Yeah. Keep going.
Who doesn't? There was nothing else. That was the comparison.
Yeah. So
make beans in my RV, and he has cool sunglasses.
Nick, talk to who are you? Who do you think is playing well this season? Who do you like?
Dominic, maybe. Like, just because, I mean, I like Dominic. I like all the people that are happy to be there, like Laurel, all the fans. You know, I'm trying to think of some of the other women who are popular.
Don't you love Libby? You're a Libby fan.
I love Libby. Libby's great. But you don't get to see much of Libby.
Yeah, what is it that has appealed to you about Libby? Not the Lipster.
She's stone cold.
Oh, she's stone cold. Yeah, yeah. Yes. The episode where she had a bunch of confessionals, right? Or where she went to tribal. But yeah, Wiggler was like, oh, I told everybody. Yeah, see what I...
Nick already knew.
And I messaged Wiggler.
Yeah, he already knew.
What did you already know? You watched like the East Coast feed?
Yeah, I was watching the East Coast feed.
No,
yeah.
you knew, like, you had already felt that she was stone cold.
Oh,
like,
right.
You recognize your own.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, yeah. But I told him, like, oh, she reminds me of Hannah McKay. From Dexter.
Right. Dexter.
The serial killers.
Yeah, that's a season six first appearance. That's Yvonne Strahovski's character.
Yes, correct.
But I didn't know that Nick was way into the Dexter.
For the people who made it
Dexter's
to the half,
my boy.
Past the halfway point of Dexter.
Not me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
A couple of us out there.
Yeah, I'm
Did
with
you. Did you like the ending of Dexter?
I didn't mind it. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I think you're the first one I've ever met.
I was all on board.
That's sort of your fantasy, too, is like you want to disappear and just become a lumberjack somewhere.
That's accurate.
Dexter spoilers, but if you make it that far, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody else comes to mind. Who are you guys rooting for, mainly?
Who
are you guys rooting for?
Who am I rooting for? I mean, Kellen's my winner pick. We have the same winner pick this season.
How do you think that Kellen is holding up? Did you like this week for her?
I did. Now I'm going to get a Reddit thread of Wiggler sucks, but like, I don't get it. I don't understand Kellen hate.
I get it.
She's playing the game the way that she needs to be playing it. She's got an Aviti majority. She has easy pickings on Malolos, especially people that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, is it a flashy game? No, not necessarily. I think she gives good confessional. I think she gives good sound bites.
To me, your gut is the perfect mix of your head and your heart.
Nick, are you a head or a heart player?
I'm also obviously all gut. So.
Yes. Joe Del Campo, he was a gut player also, right?
Yeah.
He was definitely a large intestine player. But like,
that's a different classification.
I'm more of a head player, but,
right.
But like those type of answers, those answers get annoying to the fan base or to whoever. I mean, I think she's playing correctly. I think she's playing right. But those character moments that were shown on TV... can be a little overboard.
I think it can be
like a little suck up-y maybe to Jeff or something like that.
I said teacher's pet with
PG.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
I think for me, like, the fact that this pre-merge has been kind of I think for a while at least, maybe less so now, like a well-disguised pagonging, mm-hmm. like an entertaining pagonging.
The best kind.
Right. You know, like mm-hmm. we don't know that, you know, it's happening and now like we've lost six people, right? And five of them are Malolo. So half the Malolo tribe is gone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Kellen is one of the co-architects of that. And I think that the viewer sympathy has been rooted in Malolo as underdogs, even though Probst is just berating these people. he berated the Malolo tribe at this tribal council when like, it wasn't even really them that had been losing before in its entirety anyway. It's like, you guys suck. But I think that we're invested in those characters. Like, we want to see Michael succeed. I'm surprised you didn't mention Michael. I got to imagine you like Michael.
I could see Nick not liking Michael.
Why is that?
Yeah.
No, not competition. He's 18 or he's 23.
Yeah.
No, he's like he's a little bit more like Ken for me. I guess that proves Rob's point. But like, he's like a little bit flatter.
Okay.
Like, I want to see
flatter.
A little bit more. Hold on. I want to see like a little bit more personality, a little bit more humor. But that's just the story he's getting. I understand that.
But I think that we're.
He's playing well.
You know, we're rooting for. You know, I think that at least the show is like engendering a atmosphere where you are rooting for Laurel and Libby and Donathan and Michael.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Donathan,
for these people and Jenna to, like, find it.
I got to say that Nick's not rooting for Donathan.
But I think the show is engendering that vibe of, like, you're rooting for them to find their way out of the corner, and Kellen is one of the people that has, like, their thumb plugging that possible escape hatch. So I understand why people don't dig Kellen for that reason. Mm-hmm. I just think that Bradley is infinitely more fun to trash on. And I think that, like, he invites that in the way that he gives confessional. That whole scene this week of, man, I'm starting to wonder if I'm as great of a player as I thought of. Yeah, you've got it, please. Yeah.
In terms of this game, I think, like, maybe I'm a little better than I thought I was. Well, I thought I was fantastic.
He rated himself, Josh. He said he is playing an A-plus game, Bradley.
I love Bradley so much. This is... one of my favorite Survivor characters in a very long time. Like, that's just so great. Like, that is, like, that's love to hate type of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I don't see anything that Kellen is doing as love to hate. Anything that's, like, love to love? Not necessarily. She's playing a down-the-middle straight game. But I think that the Bradley stuff is just, it's so fun to root against.
Okay. Now, he rated himself as an A+, and we laughed, ha, ha, ha. He said he's like, I don't know if I'm playing more of a Boston Rob or Kim Spradlin game right now. But in fairness to Bradley, What would you rate his game right now, Josh?
He's doing pretty well. I think that that attitude that he has is transparent and easy to peg, and I think that it has been picked up upon by people in the game, as evidenced by that vote where Michael tried to, you know, idle him out with the double idle bluff. I think the fact that that is a vibe that people are getting from him sours his game pretty significantly for me. I think that in terms of like being in control of votes, having strong relationships with the people that he feels he needs to have strong relationships with, he's doing great. But I think you're cutting your nose off if you're forgetting the little guy, and that is the Malolo people.
Right, give me a grade.
B.
B.
Give him a B.
Okay. Nick, what's your grade for Bradley?
I'm going to give him a temporary A plus for right now. But
temporary A plus.
But long-term game, C.
Long-term, yeah.
Sure.
I would say I'd probably be more in a A minus, B plus area, just because that if he gets to the end, I don't know if he's playing a winnable game.
Right.
Where that people, like, I don't know how many people are going to be dying to give him the money at the end of the game.
In terms of character, A plus.
Yes.
A plus, plus.
But I think he's really set up well where now he's moved into, especially like that he's moved into the role that Wendell moved out of as sort of like the guy with Dominic in front of as a meat shield.
Yeah. Wendell looking great right now, by the way.
Looking really fantastic.
Really good. Can we go back to Donathan, and can we get Nick's take on Don?
No, I'm not going to have a bad take on him.
But you don't like the emotional character. Like, that is something that's and I'm not even trying to dig.
We've established this ground that going back to, I believe, when Nick came on here during, it was the October of, was it 2016, when, because we watched Game 7 of the World Series, and that it was during Millennials versus Gen X, I believe.
We've got an incredible
game. Yeah, that's great.
And
Nick talked about how he didn't love Michaela. And we talked about why. He did not like, growing up as an athlete, I believe this was, he did not like players.
Tossing rocks.
Yes, he did not like players that exuded a lot of emotion.
Correct.
He didn't like seeing that from players.
So I can't imagine you're liking seeing this from Donathan.
Those parts of Donathan, yeah, correct. And like even like the Stephanie thing at Ghost Island, the Chris thing was good, though. Again, because maybe I'm favorable to Chris. But...
boy, I didn't know that.
I'm so biased.
Yeah, Nick was a Chris stan.
Yes.
But no, yeah. I just like to tone down the... I want like humor. I want smart strategy. I don't really need the emotional stuff as much. But that's just me, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys like the emotional stuff, right?
Well, I mean,
the pieces.
You and I never got a chance, Rob, to talk about that fifth episode, and I thought Fishback really had a great take on it. Like, I liked the episode. I didn't love the episode. I read his take on it. It was a very compelling, you know, articulation of why I thought it was a compelling episode. I liked that, and I think that it's. I'd love to get your take on this, Nick, as somebody who appreciates story. Like, I think that Survivor has been messing with our expectations a bit in terms of the storytelling this year.
Which is perfect.
It's been great. Like, you know, you get like that Angela pop and you think it's going to be an Angela boot episode and then it's Morgan, like stuff like that. And with this episode where Stephanie went home a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago now, you know, you could so easily see that scenario where they're just like fudging up something where it's gonna look like she's got some sort of winnable exit strategy. And they didn't do that. And I appreciated that. And that was surprising in that way. So more than like I cared about the, you know, I thought it was a very moving story that they told, like the tale of like three people, one of whom is about to get crushed. I thought that was great. I just appreciate the way that Ghost Island so far, each episode feels singular. Like each episode feels distinct so far.
Yeah, that last episode to me felt like...
2 weeks
ago, yeah. Sorry. That it felt like a hostage situation in a movie. One of you three people are leaving right now. And like that felt good. I need that change of pace. Mm-hmm. I need that. I don't want to see an idol be played by Stephanie. I don't want to see an idol be played by one of those three. I want that to come at a different time. But this story was a nice change of pace. Mm-hmm.
But I think I would have enjoyed it more if we were seeing them really like throwing each other under the bus, like really, you know, fighting for it. And I'm sure that they were, but they weren't throwing, you know, they were, I feel like they were more like making the case of why I want it more, what it means to me, but not necessarily like, hey, I hear Michael's a big jerk.
Right.
and, you know, really going after each other in that way. And Stephen did a great job of articulating it all last week in the podcast. and especially on the People blog. And even this week, you know, I didn't get the podcast with Steven. He gave the Fishy Award to Kellen this week for her work. I just want to quote from Steven's People blog on people.com. Kellen wins the Fishy for offering Angela that vision of a prelapsarian Naviti. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Completely summed up my thoughts.
Yeah,
as
no, that's exactly what I was thinking about the episode as
prelapsarian Naviti, which is the vision that Angela was looking for.
Please let's not have that be the hashtag because we will not be able to organize this in any sort of way. I thought that
prolapsarian, prelapsarian Naviti.
I was surprised at the outcome of the vote. I really did think that it was going to be James and Michael and Angela going against Desiree. And I think not only is it a credit to the way that the story was crafted, but I do think one last tip of the cap while he's still actively in the conversation is James. I really liked the way that he was handling Angela and the way that he was talking to her. And there was one thing that he said that I just loved where he was like, I want to make sure that you and I come home and we're safe tonight. Like the way that he talked about us as like a family.
Yo, see, I disagree though.
Oh, I loved it.
I feel like he had the right words, but he did not have the emotion. He was talking to Angela like she was Nick Majorana, where maybe that pitch works with Nick because you're engaging with him coming from a place of logic and not bringing emotion into it. But I felt like that he just, you know, we talked about like the difference between Spencer and Tony, where that Tony could be able to make that emotional pitch to her. And I just feel like that there was a way that combination lock could have been opened somehow if you said the right thing, and I just don't think that he ended up taking it from the right approach.
Yeah, I thought that he had some warmth to him, but I think empathy is her superpower, and I think that that's something that Kellen is really good at.
I feel like that Kellen, in the battle of, you know, in the tug of war for Angela between Kellen and James, Kellen is going to win that every time when it's Angela. Now, if it's Nick, maybe James is going to win that one.
Right.
You know, if it's Bradley, again,
Bradley wins. You want to hang out with Bradley.
Yeah, you got to know your audience. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just feel like that because she talked about in her confessional, like she was coming from like a place of pain where it's like, you know, my kid, since my divorce, my kids are gone. I'm retired. I used to have a family around me. Like now I have to start thinking about what's best for me. And I just felt like that if he could have made her feel like, no, I'm your family now. Come.
That was what I was getting. Yeah. I honestly picked that up from James. I think that it's just, you know, he's not the most outwardly warm guy in the way that someone like Kellen was. But I think that was his best effort in that regard. Unless you've got like a sales pitch for James right now that you could zap back into his brain.
I'm not sure that he could, if there's anything that he could have said. I just don't know if he's that person.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, somebody who would be able to make that super emotional pitch and just connect with her emotionally, I don't think that he was able to do it.
Yeah.
I have no issue with what he said. I think it was just that he needed to just make that bond, and I don't think he had that.
All of it was worth it for, and I love the guy, but was it Ali Lasher who said on Twitter who compared it to like a Chuck E. the Cheese animatronic move where he's like,
Yes, that he said it was a major moment.
Yeah, but he was looking at Michael. I didn't like how they showed it being Angela.
James said to me in the exit interview, a lot of people are saying that that was like reminiscent of when Michaela was voted out. He's hearing that a lot of people are saying that.
I mean, it was very funny. It was a great moment, but I think, the Michaela one was...
give me a James. Yeah, give me a James one.
Nick Majorana. Yeah.
Sad to see him go, though.
Coming into this week, I know you said that you don't like to watch the previews, Josh, but I want to ask you about something that's coming up this week. So
if you can curate the experience for me, I'm totally cool with that.
So the Malolo tribe, a lot has been made about how they are cursed and that there's nothing that can go right except for the one time that they did not go to tribal council. But so 5 out of 6 tribal councils, the Malolo tribe has gone there. It looks like in the preview that the Malolo tribe will be burning the Malolo tribe flag.
Oh, controversial.
commercial.
Okay. Now, Chelsea may have pitched them on this to maybe if you sacrifice the tribe flag to the Lord of Light,
right?
That will be the answer. the Lord of Light needs a sacrifice, and it could be the Malolo tribe flag this week, Josh.
This is going to give them like that King's Blood boost, is what we're looking at here.
Yes. Do you like this idea? What do you think about the symbolic burning of the Malolo tribe flag?
What do you think about it, Nick? Is there, like, if you were out there and you were being told our tribe is cursed and we got to get our mojo back, and in order to do so, we're going to burn the Malolo flag, we're going to burn our tribe flag, would you be on board with that?
Well, of course I would be on board.
Because that's what everyone wants to do.
Yeah, but in the back of my head, I'm going, there's no such thing as our tribe being cursed. There's no such thing as us burning this flag will remedy that situation.
We've just been sucking every 3 days.
Yeah, we just suck.
Yeah.
And now we're just burning a flag.
Yeah. I think that it's a shame because, that flag, if it had gone unburned, I'm sure could have, generated tremendous proceeds to some charitable cause.
A Malolo flag, Josh?
The greatest tribe ever. What are you talking about?
No, it'll be worth more now that it's burned. Oh, is it the only one that's burned? It's unique.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Should the Malolo tribe flag go to Ghost Island?
Yes. For return to Ghost Island for Ghost Island 2.
Are you buying that Jacob Derwin put the curse on the Malolo tribe by calling them the greatest tribe ever?
Yes, I am.
And then he needs to come back and reverse the curse?
Yes, because that means Jacob gets to play Survivor again, and I want to see that desperately.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of people.
That's something that we were talking about on the drive up.
Yes, a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, what I asked Josh was...
Yeah, I saw, like, you tweeted the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You tweeted this the other day, and I
you got a problem with it? Why are you smiling?
Yeah, I did have a problem.
Rob's just a very smiley guy.
Yeah, what
just wait,
your problem?
Wait until he says
what he's
gonna...
feel like he's gotten more aggressive. He wants to rib me. He wants to rib you when you're not here, when I'm not here. Go on.
It's true. He is unchecked right now, and he is acting like nobody is...
What's
changed? He's, like, close to his listening to him, and like we are listening, and we do hear it, and we file these away.
He knows.
And like deep parts of our soul, we're like, when we see him again, we're like, oh, this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nick Majorano tweeted on March 28th, when you realize just 6 episodes in that most of these Ghost Island players can easily be a returnee. And I thought, okay, classic Nick taking a shot, being sarcastic, but I don't think he was. I think he was being
sincere.
Sincere.
So sincere.
Like, well, like, what are you, T-Bird? I love all these players. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Actually,
Derwin and Stephanie Gonzalez.
Little known fact that
Stephanie Johnson.
The T-Bird role in the Ghost Zero epilogue was originally written for Nick.
Oh, and, see, now I understand. Yeah. Well, okay.
And Ricky, too. Hashtag don't trust the blonde girl.
Can I say something?
Yes.
All right, I'll admit I'm pandering a little bit with that.
To who? The pre-jury of Survivor Ghost Island?
Well, no, I'm not even saying pre-jury. I'm saying I mean it, number one. I feel like there's at least 10 people who could come back on a second chance season. Easily.
From this season.
Yeah. Can you name 6, 5 off the top of your head easily? I would say yes.
Yeah.
That from the people that have gone out already?
The entire season. Easily.
Sure. A lot of big personalities.
Yeah, and I don't think we've had that. Like, I don't think you could say that about Heroes, Healers, Hustlers.
There's 18 people. I mean, I would say that
this season might have more, but I think that there are a lot of people that you could see coming back from last season. Yeah.
There's a lot, but there's a considerably large amount of players that you could easily see return, especially the ones who have been voted out already.
I do think, to Rob's point, that
what?
Sincerity and like a genuine affection and niceties. It's not your Twitter brand. So it's jarring. It's jarring.
Right. You have to throw a curveball every now and again, regardless if you're pandering.
Resetting
or not.
Expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, no, actually,
kinda
I like
just
that.
Like the show.
I like that. That's good.
Okay. All right. Anything else from the episode before we get into our second segment here today?
Probably, but you've talked to a lot of people already. Nick, you got anything else about Ghost Island before, something
I don't want to see it again anytime soon until there's some tweaks. I feel like this is like a blood versus water season, the first one, where if they do it too soon, I'll be like a little, meh.
Right. File it away.
Like if they do it with returnees, like for the next 2 seasons. But like, I think it's a great change of pace, just like blood versus water was. It like injected a little bit new life.
Is there anything from Code Wrong that's on Ghost Island? Any objects?
Yeah, I think Jason's idol, maybe. Or Ty's idol? The super idol?
The power super idol?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I think it might have been in Dalton's.
They don't have the Neil Gottlieb idol?
Not that I have known.
No,
not
but
that
they have the abscess.
Yes.
Come on, that's gross.
In amber. That's frozen there,
there's
amber.
A lot of abscess from our season.
Yeah. Abscess Island. Coming soon.
Don't okay. get infected.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into this week's Wand Off, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor. Those are friends over at canvaspeople.com. Josh, I've been waiting so long for you to be here in the studio to admire it's, my beautiful
yes.
Jadis 11x14 Canvas People photo, which hangs on the wall.
It's everything I wanted it to be and more. I still can't believe it exists. Do you watch Walking Dead, Nick?
Of course not.
So... Yeah. So this is Jadis from The Walking
She's
Dead.
She's a garbage person.
She is literally a garbage person. Like, it's not okay. just an insult. She's from the garbage people.
Yes.
Okay.
And she likes to make, like, models with junk and stuff. And okay. she's among the worst characters in the show's history, certainly in current events.
What? Okay.
And somebody decided it would be an incredible thing to do to yes. make a canvas
Jimmy
person.
Gardner. Jimmy Gardner. That yes. he, I even have the note right here. It says, canvas people meet garbage people.
Yes.
Sent that to the studio, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I gotta say, like, I've been skeptical of Canvas People until seeing this handiwork in person.
It's a great reminder of what Canvas People can do. They've got a great offer for the listeners of Robin's podcast. You can get a free 11x14 canvas photo. You just pay the shipping. It's like if you're, you know, Nick Majorana, got all these great photos on your Instagram, mm-hmm. and you're almost yeah. sharing them with absolutely nobody. Only the 3,917 people on
wow.
Instagram.
Exactly.
It's almost like it's a private account. Instead, Nick,
he's too hot. We gotta figure out how to splash some cold water on this motherfucker.
Just think about the traffic that comes through your apartment. Where if you had this on the wall, so many more people would see it, Nick, than on Instagram.
Just digging in.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I think he's sleepless.
I'm never coming back.
He's sleepless.
Why do I come up?
He's
here?
Raw. You yeah. know, it's the reverse of the curse season. He just
could
wants
not
to go
be,
all the way.
Could
in.
Not be easier to do. Just upload your photo, select the 11x14 size, and use the promo code at canvaspeople.com. Over a million people have done it. My wife easily has done half of them. You're going to love Canvas People. They're so excited. So get that promo code 11x14 Canvas People print for free. Text RHAP to 99000. That's a limited time offer. Just text RHAP to 99000 to get your free print. That Nick, I'm just having fun here. That I don't mean to offend you in any
needling.
Way.
My feelings are hurt.
And yes. that takes a lot of work to I hurt know. Nick Majorana's feelings, considering he doesn't have any. So to dig in so deep that you discover the 1% of feeling
yeah, that, was
that
not,
makes up his
that
entire
was not
body.
My, that was not my intention.
On the drive home, I'm going to be crying.
I'll console you. Do you need me to drive? Is it stick shift or auto?
Is that a sexual joke?
No. It's- Stop right there! You want to know right now! Before you go any further, this is Wanda. In my arena, if you need to, you can straight up leave here. It would make me so happy for the rest of my life if you'd shut the shirk up and just eat your damn rice. It's the Wanda, it's the Wanda forever. If you need to, you can straight up leave here, but it'll make you so happy for the rest of your life if you turn the songs up and turn out to be nice. You want to know right now before you go any further. It's the Wanda, it'll be here forever.
You know, It wasn't a sexual innuendo. It was me legitimately asking if you're going to be emotional, do you need me to drive the car?
No.
Okay.
I'll still cry on your shoulder, though. Okay.
All right. Anyway, so excited to have a guest here for the Wand Off.
Always a pleasure to have a third passenger in the Wand Off Winnebago.
Yes. Okay. Nick, are you a fan of the Wand Off, or it has to do with Josh and you don't like it?
I feel like I should say no, but I do like the Wand Off. Like, I like Weird Al. I like all that stuff. Yeah. And Josh really hits it on the head. And, you know, but again, though, I think it's self-serving. Yeah, you've heard that spiel before. He just likes a little attention from mm-hmm. all this stuff.
I don't do anything for the Wand Off anymore. I just show up and laugh.
You've literally created half your podcast around the Wand Off, around your singing, around your American Idoling.
Do you think, Rob, that I created half of the podcast being devoted to the Wand Off, or that the Wand Off submitters have required, have necessitated the creation of a 50-50 split.
Yeah, you birthed the Wandoff. Yes. You are the Wandoff is the smoke monster, yes, which, yes, came out of your womb.
Yes, yes. And then, I'm the mother of the Wandoff.
Now it's like going around like, you know, it's out of control.
Yes, yes, yes. And Wanda's the father.
Yes.
Yes.
So you are the father of Wanda.
It's out of my control. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Okay.
If we shut it down, it would be like shutting down the containment unit in the Ghostbusters headquarters. It would be bad.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are, we're going to get into all of the top Wandoff entries for the week. Josh, I know you missed the show last week. Did you have a chance to listen,
yes,
to the Wandoff,
yes,
last
week?
Yes,
I listened to it on my airplane today, and it was very funny.
Yes.
Very good stuff.
So we also, in addition to that, we started this season, Nick, the SoundCloud account for any patron. We are giving you access to all of the songs that are up in, like, basically anything that is passable, we're uploading to the SoundCloud. I think there's actually 34 or 35 tracks that are uploaded right now. Anything that comes in after the deadline, we're recording this on Sunday, we will upload that to the SoundCloud account. And so we send that out to the patrons, and it's in the patron group. But also, last week we announced, Josh, that we are updating the Rob Has a Wiki.
That's crazy.
With all of the finalists every week, including a link to the videos put together by Jason Curtis Rivera. So,
awesome.
That is all up on robhaswebsite.com/wiki, or go to robhaswebsite.com/WandaWiki to go directly there. Let's get into last week's Wandoff.
Do you have a prediction for who's going to win?
Out. Do you guys vote?
Like, do Rob and I
vote?
Yeah. No, I say
you don't vote at all.
I don't vote.
Do you vote?
I do not vote in the Wandoff.
For the Wandoff?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay, so yeah. I voted for last week, yes, Chris Noble Baby, the Kid Rock one. Okay.
That was good.
Cowboy Way Baby. I even listened to it on SoundCloud.
Okay.
What was the... Great throw, Chris. How did that one go?
Yeah.
That was,
well, we'll hear it again.
Well, okay, so good. Let's get into, of course, that. And then also, don't forget the tabulator in all of this.
Yes.
Tabulator's great.
He's, yes, going through everything, and he has put together the results from your vote at robiswebsite.com/votewanda. In third place, it was DJ Burquest Takahashi with...
Funny name.
We will never be Chris Noble. So that's third place.
I love the mashups of the millennials and Gen Xers just getting into the DJ game. I wonder how many more we will see.
Yes. Also, Josh, I got a lot of people writing to me last week saying that they really loved the artist behind DJ Burquest Takahashi's song, which was Jeff,
yes,
which was pulled from...
That was very funny.
Russell, you've been going on breaking pots, talking to I don't know who, if you're talking to God.
I'm talking to God, Lord. I mean, Jeff.
That was very funny. And what was the process in terms of coming up with that joke? Did it hit you instantly?
I mean, when I think through these things, I think, okay, Lord, who's a survivor? Lord, the only Lord I could think of was when Russell
Great
Swan
recall.
Accidentally called.
Great. Really good joke.
Lord.
Very funny. Very funny.
Okay. In second place from last week, it was a Wandoff winner from earlier this season, Corey B, with Don't Vote Me Out, with 19.73% of the vote. Nice. And this week's winner.
Here we go.
This is a first for this artist.
Ooh.
With 29% of the vote, I'm very proud to say, welcome to the Wandoff Finals, Phil T.
Okay, this is good, though. This is good. They're all good. They're
Dude,
all good.
Chris, that throw was great. That throw was great, Chris.
Oh, this is the one to you.
Dude, Chris, that throw was great. That throw was great.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ludacris is good.
Just what a great lyrical subversion of, like, That song initially is so aggressive, and
yes,
the rewrite is so supportive. Like, wow, that throw was great. Like, you can imagine, like, Mark Wahlberg singing it. Oh, it was brilliant. Excellent.
Okay.
Very happy. If you're watching this
hat.
On the video, I've got a Wiggler's Worms, as Nick calls them, a Wiggler's Wombat hat.
You call it Wiggler's Worms?
Yeah,
he's a little
it,
wormy,
a little
this guy.
Wormy, this guy. It's not like the Fair Play Huckstery level.
We're getting there.
From one Junior League podcaster to another. We've got these Wombats hats. They're in the studio, so Rob has a shipping department, has the ability to send the Wombats hats out into the universe.
Slightly so, narcissistic, everybody.
A little
slightly.
Bit, maybe just a touch.
Okay.
I'm just trying to share a part of my life with people.
Okay.
I know that's hard for you to Nick, process, Nick.
Now, just to weigh in on the hat controversy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here he goes.
What's your reaction to the hats?
Again, a self-promotion. This is all he does. And he finds a way to do it and seem innocent. I know it's such BS. It is BS. And you know it. Look at you. You're smiling. You're touching your chin hairs. I don't like it.
Yeah. The chin hairs or the self-promotion?
Everything.
So we actually have been getting some feedback all season long about the prize for this season. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a song about one more song about the.
Is it Tim?
Hats. Good job, Rob.
God
love it.
Damn it.
Let's hear it.
Josh's hats are bad. Josh's hats are bad. The listeners get to choose, but when you win the wand off, you really lose, cause those hats are bad. Those hats are bad.
Did he do the
aww, I don't know.
That's like decent. That's like surprising vocal chops from Tim.
Okay, good job.
Alright.
Shut up, Tim.
Getting a little old. Look, you know, if this is the new Wanderazzi, bring it on.
Okay.
Tim, if you're dedicated, just keep going.
All right. With that being said, let's bring in the host of the Wand Off, the late, great Casey.
Are you excited
Kasem
for this? You're going to get to see a ghost for the first time.
Yes, I can't wait to
You've
see
You've never
it.
Seen one before,
no,
right?
No, there's no such thing. But okay, I can't wait to watch.
Nick, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's real, right?
It's a ghost.
That's ghost. It's a ghost.
And even though I'm dead, I'm still verified on Twitter.
Screw you, Casey. Casey Kasem.
What a week on Survivor once again. It's time for the Wand Off Honorable Mentions. Here's our first honorable mention, and it comes to us from Emma M. And Emma wants to talk about a missing staple of Survivor 36.
So tell me now, where was Eliza's damn stick? I want to know, how did the past come back to haunt the castaways? Tell me, Ghost Island, will it survive? Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, my God.
Wah, 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 wah.
That was a beautiful song from Leanne Slaby Rhymes.
I love it. Oh, man. You were on Ko Rong there, right? Was the season?
Yeah, I think you remember. That's how he got his start, need I remind everybody. Like, you did amazing song parodies starting with our season, did you not?
Yes, objectifying you in the very first song, if
yes,
I remember correctly.
Yes, I think that's how we became fast friends and fast enemies all at once.
I think that's right.
Wait, can I just say how talented these people are? I don't think that's said enough. Like, this is hard work. This is impressive. Josh does, what these people do to submit, that's just great.
Are you going to submit a wand off ever?
I've been working on some lyrics and some songs. Yeah.
Hot scoop.
But, you know, I keep holding off. I get
a
little nervous.
Are you DJ LaBelle Klein?
No, I wish. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll bring it eventually.
Okay.
Coming up next is Nicholas R., who's wondering too about Ghost Island.
Days can't help but say they're great, but there's a special place where no time was spent. Can you tell me where it went? Where the fuck was Ghost Island?
Really? Where was it?
Wow.
Not kid friendly.
Oscar Luth the Grouch over here.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, turning to the players from this week, we've got an entry from not my wife or Rob Cesternino's wife, Nicole.
What? All of that. Casey, your wife's name Nicole, too?
I've had many wives. This one is all about Desiree and her performance in the challenge.
This challenge comes around and I know Faith, the homie. I say I'm really loud and we'll do great.
trust me, that first day's puzzle doesn't indicate my skills. I holler and holler. It's no use. It's over. Ooh, 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 ooh. I shrieked instructions at my tribe, but ooh, 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 ooh. This time, I'm telling you, I will never, ever, ever do another puzzle. I will never, ever, ever do another puzzle.
A beautiful song by Fig Taylor Swift.
Oh, don't tell Figgy that she made another Fig Tales joke reference. That's a sore subject, it seems.
Again, he's just making fun of people.
Yeah, but in that case, at least it was like it was
like a week ago.
You know what? He is doing it to people's faces too, mm-hmm. So you got to give him credit for that. He's encouraging like a punch, but you know, at least he's being open about it.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Now it's time to get to our Chris Noble yes. honorable mentions. Up first is the duo of Dan Senensky and Alex Grossbar, and they want to talk about Chris Noble's profession.
I was now modeling, still modeling. But my modeling.
Might not be beneficiary. Might not be beneficiary.
No.
Might not be beneficiary. Might not be beneficiary. Might not be beneficiary.
That was a hit jam from Christina Cha Millionaire.
Everybody says their words wrong out there. Quit ragging on Chris.
Up next is Jonathan from Michigan, who, instead of his job, wants to talk about one of Chris Noble's favorite pastimes.
Ever since he was a young boy, Chris used to play baseball. But little did his tribe know that one sport wasn't all. When they started talking about it, just had to tell them all that not himself absorbed Chris used to play volleyball.
The Jean Who?
Yes. Then the Wandoff honorable mentioners, they wanted to talk about these new tribes after the swap. Up first is Dave from Ohio, who wants to talk about the new third tribe of the season.
Yanuya, I just grabbed the buff for Yanuya. And Wendell saved the shell. Oh, wasn't that so swell to do? Yanuya, we just built this camp at Yanuya. And I'm glad to declare my girl with weasel hair's here too.
You know, the musical numbers always get to me. Was that from Wes Nail's Side Story?
That was the song Abby Maria from the hit Broadway show West Side Rory Freeman.
Oh,
that works.
Grown ass man.
Oh, okay.
Now,
unexpected.
A song about the tribe that's been struggling so much this season. This is DJ Vakar with a song about Malolo.
Bro, snub down my toes. Malolo loser baby. Can't stop the pagani.
Wonder, wonder, wonder.
Snub down my toes. Malolo loser baby.
That was from Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah. I feel like we've heard from Elizabeth Hasselbeck in this.
We've heard from Chrissy Hofbeck and J.P. Hilsebeck.
Yeah, that's the first Elizabeth
first
Hasselbeck.
Time for Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Okay. Are we running out of Becks? There's got to be a few more.
It could be a few more.
Could be a few more.
Okay. And then one other honorable mention this week, and this is all about Bradley returning to his favorite tribe, that would be Navidi.
Look at my new buff, it says I'll go back to the place I love the most. Return to Navidi.
Wonder,
Wow, that beautiful. Is a deeply committed performance.
That was a beautiful performance by the artist Natalie Anurelli.
Not Enya Ma. I think we go to her a lot.
All right. Now it's time for the top five Wanda songs.
Oh my God, Nick, I've never seen you so excited in my entire life.
The country.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Fresh off a win in last week's Wandoff, Phil T is not resting on his Laurel Johnsons.
Come on.
Here he is, back again, your reigning Wandoff champ.
Yeah, you, yeah,
you know what it is.
Bad Malolo, no Malolo, sad Malolo.
Yeah, you, yeah,
you know what it is.
It's Chris Noble, this Chris Noble, that's Chris Noble, I'm Chris Noble.
Yeah, you, yeah,
you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big.
Yeah, you, yeah,
screaming they suck. When I tell them break a leg, that's must.
Wondering how it feels to be bad and lose every challenge.
Ask Malolo, ask Malolo, ask Malolo, ask Malolo.
They suck at lifting, swimming, puzzles, and balance.
That's Malolo, that's Malolo, that's Malolo, that's Malolo. New tribe, green buff. They looking scared of Jenna with the mean mug. Soon as we hit the beach, watch the fleet come. Bass and Jenna banging like a beach drum.
Oh, God.
And Malolo, they never scoring. Chances are you suck if your buff is orange. And I got some contracts, I'm a model. Played some V-ball in Chicago, I can even play libero.
Michael always talks,
says they're about reversing curses,
but they're never up.
They're nothing like Dree Berg and churches. Dez was bad at the challenge, they suck from the start. Better off with no collar, worlds apart.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big.
Yeah.
Screaming they suck. When I tell them break a leg, that's must.
Wondering how it feels to be bad and lose every challenge.
Ask Malolo, ask Malolo, ask Malolo, ask Malolo.
They suck at lifting, swimming, puzzles, and balance.
Ask Malolo, that's Malolo, that's Malolo, that's Malolo.
Chris Noble, baby, aka Chris Khalifa. Straight dabbing on you haters. Mic drop.
No, that was amazing.
That was genuinely awesome.
Scorn in Orange.
Yeah,
loved
that
it.
That was really cool. That was great.
That was another jam from the artist Wiz Khalifa Kiefer. Wow. AKA
the name
Wiz Kalisha.
Wiz Kalisha.
You should see how much they're enjoying. They're in their element.
Also, a special message with peace and love. With peace and love. Again, a reminder to try to keep your Wandoffs to close to a minute.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
But I can listen to that for 3 minutes. That last one, easily. I'm going to play that later.
Yeah, if you're going to go past a minute, it's got
to
be.
But there's some other ones that are also very, very long, and it's very time consuming. Listen to a lot of Wandoffs.
Very terrible.
Rob's got a life to live.
Okay.
And he's not going to jam all of these together into one mashup piece.
Right.
Unless he is.
Number two this week comes to us from a newcomer to the Wandoff. It's Justin from Washington Heights, who wants to talk about the latest Survivor voted out of the game.
You thought the tribe swap could be beneficial. Angela was a number you could claim, but you cannot defeat the old Naviti. Even Michael will be writing down your name. Think just because you voted for Morgan that Angela is indebted to you. You underestimate Dez and Kellen. And watch your game just float away like Jacob's shoe. And you didn't even swim down to release those balls and cost Malolo tribe that first challenge. And you claim your Yule pawn from the first Cook Island.
Oh,
but you're no more Yule than Morgan is a Kim. And that's why we voted you off, James.
Yeah.
surprised there wasn't a bad wind joke in there. Color of the bad wind.
Beautiful. That was from the hit film Pocahontas, sung by Vanessa Willard.
Vanessa Carter Williams.
Sure. Number three this week.
Yes.
Comes to us by a long-standing Wandoff duo. Will and Shannon are back this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you big Will and Shannon stand?
Yeah, they always deliver.
Yeah, they're great.
But, you know,
great.
I can't, like, vote for them every week, but they always deliver.
Right.
They've
every
got
other week.
Another Disney-themed song for you guys this week. Here is Will and Shannon.
Yanuya Matata. What a great new tribe name.
Yanuya Matata. Too strong for this game.
It means no tribals, but Chris will drive you insane.
It's a shelter-free new tribe of green. You knew Yamatata when Chris was a young model.
When he was a young model.
Mic drop.
Thanks.
He found his aesthetic had a certain appeal. He was signed in Miami. You should see his showreel.
He's a sensitive soul, though he seems thick-skinned. And it hurts that his tribe mates might think that he's dim.
He was ashamed.
Needs a profession change.
What he does, he won't say.
And it gets real scary that he can't say beneficiary?
Yanuya Yamatata, it's a great new tribe name. Yanuya Yamatata, smile as Chris mansplains.
It means no tribals, but the rest is days.
It's a shelter-free new tribe name. Yanuya Yamatata.
That was a beautiful song by a bunch of artists, including Matthew Broderick Nelson.
I like the part where you watch Will and Shannon walking across the log with the waterfall in the background, and they age several
Michael
years.
Yerger.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. He actually becomes 23 years old.
Yes. All right. Back again on an All-Star Week here in the Wandoff. Our number four entry is JD and Leah.
Yeah.
And they've got a episode 6 mega mix.
Swap right now, survivors, drop your buffs.
You know this song?
Buffs.
That's new. I've
Duncan,
never heard that
is
before.
Is this good for you, bad for you, or is it neutral?
And he swears, is Navidian tribe he can trust.
No one knows.
No one knows. And he swears maybe he and Libby will be fine.
Well, this blows.
This blows.
That might not be beneficiary to me. Beneficiary. Beneficiary.
That's not a word.
Yeah.
Nope, not a word.
Yeah.
Still not a word.
Yeah.
That's not a word.
Never knew a cup of coffee could mean so much.
Don't you forget this, Chelsea. She's on the show. She cried while drinking coffee. Reminds her of home.
Now there, Jameless. There isn't that much more to say.
I'm oddly at peace with I am humbled and I am grateful.
That was a number of artists together, including Darth Brooks Garrity.
So talented. Oh.
Yeah, it's stepping up the pressure for you when you submit. Yeah, like, you're really going to have
that's what
deliver.
I'm scared
Nick
about. That's what
submits,
I'm nervous.
Josh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. 50
Shades of Mayo.
Now,
yeah. Now,
all season long, we've been inundated with one question.
What?
When will Jenny and Colin come back to the Wandoff?
Nice.
Come back.
Dr. Mike Very excited to say they are back.
Wow.
Here with their first
entry. Came back for me.
Oh, I'm stoked.
In 2018, here is, not counting the final Wanda from last season, here is Jenny and Colin with a song from Bradley.
Ooh. I just want to be back in immediate.
This is Bradley, and this right here goes out to anyone that has ever lost someone that they truly loved. Seems like yesterday I felt you on my toes. Your perfect sand, comfy pillows. So when I heard drop your buffs from probes, Navidi Beach, I got to go back. I open my buff purple, I see. Words can't express what you mean to me. You made Chelsea cry with your coffee. Your sand's so pure, it's not dirty.
Dirty.
In the squalor of Malolo Beach, I tried to play optimistically. Had some good times. The night I took out Bren, played like Boston Rob or Kim Spradlin. But let's be real, feeling's hard to conceal. Being back with you, the rush I feel, stuck my toes in, you took my breath. It's you and me until there's no
one
left.
Every step I take. On sand that's dirty.
Dirty.
Every single day I was swapped away. I was missing you.
I just want to be back in the medium.
Bravo.
That was a great remix by Buff Daddy featuring Faith Devins Pinto.
Yes. Oh, now you're just baiting me.
Well,
I forgot. I'm in,
come on.
In front of Nick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm your number one, not Dev.
To vote in this week's Wand Off, don't forget to go to robhasawebsite.com/votewanda to vote for your favorite. And next week, we'll reveal the winner of this week's Wand Off once again. Until next week, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the Wanda.
Thank you, Casey. That was
Casey,
great.
Wow, what so a great sight.
Isn't it always cool to watch him just like disappear into the mist?
Oh, yeah. He just goes into it.
You know, he's just gone at the end.
Casey takes over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, wow. Well, what fun we've had today.
Great times.
A little bit.
Spectacular times. Is this the first official mayo jar? Are we calling this like a Wiggle Room colon mayo jar?
Yeah, yeah.
50 Shades of Mayo,
yeah.
I think, is a pretty easy hashtag.
50 Shades of Mayo. Hey, thanks, bud.
Yeah, I got you. That felt weird, right? Like this like whole like
interaction?
Yeah, like human interaction. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so 50 Shades of Mayo jar. Nick, what's going on for you these days? What do you have, anything to plug or promote?
No, nothing to plug or promote. We're going to do a pizza date after this.
Yeah.
Easter
you're
pizza
go
date.
Eat pizza.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're
it's happening. It's happening.
Okay.
I said yes, didn't I? I said yes.
Wait, isn't there supposed to be an Easter basket or chocolate here today? Rob promised me an Easter basket in text.
We'll see what we can do downstairs. We'll see if we can give you a gift bag for appearing on the show.
Yeah, you have a surplus of candy.
We have a surplus of candy over here right now. Yeah. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up, of course, this week. We'll get back into it on the regular schedule here for the Survivor podcast. We'll be back with Steven after the episode 9:15 p.m. Eastern.
Yay!
So we'll be back with the whole.
No one else is excited for Mishmack's return. It's just me. Am I the only one left?
I'm excited too, but I'm the one saying. I'm gonna.
You can yay your own announcement.
No,
he's good.
I'm gonna come up with an announcement in a wiggle room in the near future that I will yay.
Okay,
I'll yay my own announcement.
Oh, go figure.
All right, and so we've got Wigglers Wombats hats here in the studio. Josh is going to leave some behind so we can get them out to the Wand Off winners.
Yes,
weekly.
We have been slacking on the shipping, but that is about to change. So that's great.
Okay, so we'll take care of all of that. Josh, what else? We'll be back on the Walking Dead circuit this week.
Yeah, Walking Dead feedback show coming up this week. Game of Thrones rewatch. We got to figure out the schedule.
Yeah, we got to figure
that
out.
We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out.
That's off air.
Lots of stuff happening.
And then, so happy to see you, Nick. So, Nick, is this basketball game really happening?
I don't think so. They're trying to set it up, but I don't think it's happening.
Like, where would it happen?
They want to do it in Ohio, I believe.
Ohio. Yes.
So we'll see. We'll see if they put it together.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take for you to go to Ohio?
It would take a whole lot to go to Ohio. I'm not going to go to Ohio. I just wanted to make a few jokes about the people who were participating on it. That's all I wanted
to
do.
You're not interested.
I just wanted to give everybody nicknames.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And that's when you give somebody a name, it's a nickname?
That's what that means.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like a funny joke. Funny
that
jokes.
Rob's making is that yes. Your name is Nick.
It's like a hashtag.
So
nickname.
When you give somebody a name,
I don't think that's funny.
Like, it's the end of the show. And look, it was cold when we started, and we turned all the lights on, and it gets hot by the end.
Oh, I feel like this is a great temperature. Are you guys hot?
I'm feeling warm because of you guys.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, that's what happens when
this
you
this is what
the
it's like
off.
To be around light.
This is like after the Doors record, they would have to like come in with like a fire extinguisher and like put the room out.
What do you know about the Doors? So that's not
I've
this.
Heard that story. Yeah. Is that urban legend?
I don't know, but like I don't know. You don't know. There's no way.
Yeah. Okay. Coming with fire extinguisher. Okay.
Secret Doors fan.
All right. Not really. Yeah. All right. So great wand off. Great week of the Survivor podcast. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say on the social media. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Toodles. Bye.